The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. You are watching the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jalla, you are going to be watching another fantastic episode of this amazing series. Inshallah azza wa jalla, as we are in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and this month has a special connection with the master of both the worlds, رسول کریم رؤوف الرحیم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حضرت سیدنا ابو المواہب رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ has said I saw the beloved and blessed prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in my dream the beloved prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said to me you will intercede for 100,000 people on the day of judgment I asked یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم how did I gain such a great status the beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said because you recite salat and send its reward to me subhanallah kya baat hai madine ki dear viewers of madine channel increase your recitation of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam imam ahmad riza khan rahmatullahi taala alaihi had composed a beautiful kalam in which he sends hundreds and thousands of salams and salutations upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in one of the couplets he says,
Shafi'i roze jaza, tum pe karoro durood. Shafi'i roze jaza, tum pe karoro durood. Shafi'i roze jaza, tum pe karoro durood. Tum pe karoro durood. Tum pe karoro दाफ़ जुमला बला तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद दाफ़ जुमला बला तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद काबे के बदरुद जा तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद तैबा के शम्सो दुहा तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद
सुभानअल्लाह डियर व्यूअर्स And listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In the past few days, we were discussing the blessed seerah of the most exalted and celebrated Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, in today's program, we are to discuss the blessed, unique and amazing beauty of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jiha, about his beauty, is what we are going to be discussing. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, his blessed description, his blessed personality, what are the comments and the opinions of the blessed Sahaba alayhi muridwan about meeting with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, since it is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal and we are trying to include every discussion which is associated to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anything to do about his blessed life, his blessed personality, so on and so forth. So inshallah azza wa jal, this is what we are going to be discussing. Listen to this beautiful kalam until we return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi وسلم.
بحمد اللہ عبد اللہ کا نور نظر آیا، مبارک آمنہ کا نور دل اختے جگر آیا. ویلکم 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 ویلکم
جمعہ،
ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ، ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ
جمعہ،
ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ، ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ.
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا،
دلدار کی آمد
مرحبا،
آقا کی آمد
مرحبا،
داتا کی آمد
مرحبا،
حضور کی آمد
مرحبا،
پر نور کی آمد
مرحبا،
جانا کی آمد مرحبا.
ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ، ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ،
آمد آمد ہے مچی ہے دھوم پیمبر کی، آمد آمد ہے حبیب رب اکبر کی، آمد آمد ہے. سرکار کی آمد، دلدار کی آمد، داتا کی آمد، حضور کی آمد، پر نور کی آمد، جانا کی آمد مرحبا.
ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ، ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ، ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ، ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ.
نہ کیوں ہو نور سے تبدیل کفر کی ظلمات، نہ کیوں ہو نور سے تبدیل کفر کی ظلمات، خدا کے ماغ منور کی آمد آمد ہے. فقیروں سے کہو غازی ہو، جو مانگیں گے پائیں گے. فقیروں سے کہو غازی ہو، جو مانگیں گے پائیں گے. کہ وہ فریاد رس بے کس کا یاور آنے والا ہے.
مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ، مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ.
ہے جبرائیل کو حکم خدا خبر کر دو، ہے جبرائیل کو حکم خدا خبر کر دو، کہ آج حق کے پیغمبر کی آمد آمد ہے. سرکار کی آمد، دلدار کی آمد، آقا کی آمد، داتا کی آمد، حضور کی آمد، پر نور کی آمد، جانا کی آمد مرحبا.
ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ، ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ، ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ، ویلکم مو مصطفیٰ.
دو زانوں ہو کے ادب سے پڑھو صلاۃ و سلام،
پڑھو صلاۃ و سلام.
کعبے کے بدرو دجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس و دغا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کیوں کہوں بے کس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے بس ہوں میں تم ہو میں تم پر فدا تم پہ کروڑوں درود خلق کے حاکم ہو تم رزق کے قاسم ہو تم تم سے ملا جو ملا تم پہ کروڑوں درود تم پہ کروڑوں درود دو زانوں ہو کے ادب سے پڑھو صلاۃ سلام دو زانوں ہو کے ادب سے پڑھو صلاۃ سلام عزیز و خلق کے مصدر کی آمد آمد ہے
جو یا
والا عرش کی آنکھوں کا تارا سب پڑھو اے ماہ طیبہ صلوات اللہ علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا جمیل قادری کہہ دے کھڑے ہو اہل سنن جمیل قادری کہہ دے کھڑے ہو اہل سنن ہمارے حامی و یاور کی ہمارے حامی و یاور کی آمد آمد ہے
جو مرحبا مرحبا یا
آمد مرحبا
ویلکم او مصطفیٰ ویلکم او مصطفیٰ آئے آئے میرے آقا آئے آئے میرے داتا آئے آئے میرے آقا آئے آئے میرے داتا مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ
ویلکم ویلکم ویلکم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ Here we present a beautiful and amazing parable which will rejuvenate your spirits dear viewers of Madani channel learn about the blessed life of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the beloved and blessed prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set out for migration from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara with few of his blessed companions alayhi muridwan So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by the tent of a female called Umm Ma'bad. Allahu Akbar. She did not know the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but she was very wise. She used to sit by her tent and serve food to people. Her house was attached or closer to the roadside, as some people have said, dear viewers of Madani channel. The blessed caravan asked about meat and dates so that they could buy some items from her to eat. But Allahu Akbar, Umm Ma'bad said that she has nothing. Then it was asked about her, Oh Umm Ma'bad, what about the nanny goat? She humbly said, This does not have milk in its udders and it has never given birth as well. So Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after reciting Bismillah, moved his blessed healing hand on its udders and back and made dua for it. Allahu Akbar. After placing an passing over his affectionate hands upon the udders of this goat. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Now when the husband of Umm Ma'bad began to extract milk from this dry udders through the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand, Allah Azza wa Jalla had filled the udders of this goat with milk, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. So, after some time, when Umm Ma'bad's husband came home, having seen so much of milk, he surprisingly said, Umm Ma'bad, how have we got so much of milk, though there is no animal that gives milk at home? So she said, by Allah Azza wa Jalla, just now a blessed person had passed by this place. Abu Ma'bad said, describe the appearance of that blessed person to me. Upon this, Umm Ma'bad said, I saw such a person whose beauty was outstanding, whose face was beautiful. Allahu Akbar. He was very, very attractive and extremely beautiful. His eyes were dark and big. His eyelashes were long. His voice was melodious. Neck shining with blessed thick and full beard. Both his eyebrows were thin, and she describes it as touching each another. His blessed height was also medium, neither very tall, which seems bad, nor short, that looks insignificant. Umm Ma'bad goes on to say, if he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seen from a distance, he looks very awesome and beautiful. And when he is seen from near, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks even more attractive and beautiful. This is the description which Umm Ma'bad is giving to her husband. Abu Ma'bad said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, this is that blessed person whose news we have received from Makkah al-Mukarramah. I wish to be in his company. If it is in my power, I must fulfill my desire. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Abu Ma'bad, after listening to these praises, then said these words. It is the very same person about whom we received this good news from Makkah al-Mukarramah. And this is what happened by the blessed visit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his house. Not only did Umm Ma'bad, but rather even the husband of Umm Ma'bad, with the wealth of Islam, brought also Umm Ma'bad radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and also bestowed the status of companionship upon them. They both embraced faith in Islam and became the servants of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the uniqueness and the description of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about his blessed eyes, about his blessed eyebrows, his eyelashes, the whiteness of his eyes, him being tall, not very short. And look at how beautifully she explained and given the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Isiliye Allah Hazrat farmate hain,
Lam yati nadhiruka fi nadharin, Lam yati nadhiruka fi nadharin, Misle tun shud paida jana, Jagda jiko taj ture sar sore, Jagraj ko taj ture sar so, Tujhko shahe do sara jana.
Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one has ever seen anyone like you. Lam yati nadhiruka fi nadharin. No will there be anyone that will be seen like you, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has not created anyone like you. The kingship of the world is for you. Therefore, we have acknowledged you to be the king of the world. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The beauty of the beloved Rasulullah can be judged from the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed the whole universe with beauty after creating all the beautiful things, and then bestowed greater beauty than the whole universe upon Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wassalam. The state of Sayyidina Yusuf alihi salatu wassalam was this, that when the women of Egypt saw him, they got lost in his beauty and they even slit and cut their fingers. Allahu Akbar. Due to being in the state of ecstasy. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this parable has been stated in the Holy Quran Park. Subhanallah, we have over and again recited Surah Yusuf in the Holy Quran Park, how the woman of Misr had slit their fingers due to the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. But subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, the situation is very much different here. Whereas they in Egypt, unknowingly, the women of Egypt had slit and cut their fingers. But here, the men of Arab, they knowingly are fighting in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and due to devotion with the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are not only giving their fingers, but they are rather slitting their necks in the love of the beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel. So the blessed companions alayhim ridwan was so deeply in love with the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and with the beauty of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that they would be lost at all times in the luminosity and the illuminous appearance of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The beauty of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is such marvelous that the person who once saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be captivated by seeing him. Seeing the illuminous face of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, blessed companions used to be engrossed so deeply in devotion to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that some would compare the blessed face to the moon, whereas some companions would compare his blessed face to the sun, dear viewers of Madani channel. In short, expressing their love and devotion in their own words, every companion would describe the beauty of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his own way. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, who needs no introduction, has said, "Ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka'anna ash-shamsa tajri 'ala wajhihi." Allahu Akbar. He says, "I have never seen anyone more beautiful than the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It seems as though the sun is emerging from his blessed face, dear viewers." Allahu Akbar. Therefore, the poet says,
"Ab meri nigahon mein jachta nahi koi jaise mere sarkaar hai, aisa nahi koi, nahi koi jaise mere sarkaar hai, aisa nahi koi."
Allahu Akbar. Another companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has said, "Once I saw the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a red line robe on a full moon night." Yani chaudhvi raat ki raat hai. "I sometimes looked at the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sometimes toward the moon. Sometimes I would stare at the illuminous face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sometimes at the moon." And Jabir bin Samula radiyallahu ta'ala then says, "I concluded that the blessed face was more beautiful and attractive than even the moon." Allahu Akbar. Isiliye shair kehte hain,
"Tum sa to hasi aankh ne dekha nahi koi, tum sa to hasi aankh ne dekha nahi koi, ye shaan latafat hai ke saaya nahi koi, nahi koi, ye shaan latafat hai ke saaya nahi koi."
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Regarding this hadith about Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had written a beautiful commentary with regards to this particular narration. He says, "The companions knew the reality." Yani, hakikat to yahi hai ki the blessed face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even more beautiful than the moon, because the moon only shines in the night. Mufti Sahib says, the moon only shines in the night, while this blessed face shines day and night. Chahe phir raat ho ya din ho, aapka chehra jagmagata hi rehta hai. Allahu Akbar. The moon only shines three nights, whereas this blessed face always shines day and night. The moon shines on the body, whereas this blessed face shines even in the heart, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. The moon becomes large and small, ghatta bhi hai, badhta bhi hai, whereas the blessed face does not become small. Mufti sahab likhte hain ki the moon has eclipse, whereas the blessed face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam never has had an eclipse. The system of the world of material bodies is going on due to the moon. Moon ke hisab se sab kuch chal raha hota. Whereas the system of the world of faith is going on because of the existence of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, the beloved And Blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beautiful than the moon was not only their belief, but in fact, no one has ever cut their fingers after sighting the moon. But after seeing the beautiful face of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the woman of Egypt cut their hands. And the beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is much more superior to the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, the saying and the aqeedah of Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is 100% correct, dear viewers of Madini channel, because this is the truth, that the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam will overcome the beauty of anything in this world. There is nothing, and there was nothing, and there can never be anything attractive and beautiful as the blessed chihra of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I mean, once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to the orchard of Madinatul Munawwara, where he sallallahu alayhi wasallam met a caravan. Beautiful incident, dear viewers. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them, "Where have they come from?" They replied, "We have come to get some dates." They had a red, beautiful camel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them if they wanted to sell the camel. They replied in the positive and said, "Yes, why not? We would love to sell this camel in exchange for X amount of dates." So when the amount was stipulated, that this is the amount of dates we would take in exchange for the camel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Since I did not come here with the intention to buy the camel, so I do not have its money. But after I reach my city, I will send the money." Having said this, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam held the bridle of the camel and started walking. The caravan continued to see him until he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in their sight. When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam disappeared from their sight, Allahu Akbar, they started saying to one another, "What have we done? By Allah, we have given the camel to the person who we do not even know. And no, we have received its price. What do we do in this situation? Ki humne janwar bhi bech diya hai baghair jankari hasil kiye hue." Now when they began having this type of discussion, there was a woman who was amongst them. And she said, "By Allah Azza wa Jalla, I saw his face. His face was like the full moon." Allahu Akbar. She says, "I stand surety for your camel. If he does not return it, you can take the price of the camel from me." Subhanallah. She saw the truth on the face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, "Sare o chome o cha samaji ye ji se, sare o chome o cha samaji ye ji se, he us uche se ucha hamara nabi sabse ola la hamara nabi sabse ba la wo ala hamara nabi." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, what do you think after listening to these amazing parables with regards to the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Humne dekha hi nahi hai, we have not seen his beauty. Magar jisne dekha hai, those who witnessed the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not difficult to then accept by the intellects as to why did Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu sleep on the bed during the night of Hijrat, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "O Ali, you would sleep in my place and tomorrow you would return the amana back to the people." Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, why do you think the companions were ever ready to sacrifice everything upon the feet of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam? They had seen him and witnessed his explicit and rejuvenating beauty day and night. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The poet says, "Ek mein hi nahi un par qurban zamana hai jo rab do alam ka mahboob agana hai jo rab do alam ka mahboob completely devoted, completely engrossed in the service of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam day and night was the duty of the companions alayhi muridwan. This is the reason why Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went up. He cleaned the cave during the night of Hijrah to the extent that even when a single hole was left, he placed his foot upon that so that if anything dangerous is there, should first harm me before it even touches the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their love was ever pouring for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Seeing his beauty had caused everyone to drown deep in love with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aisha Siddiqa, in a beautiful book called Al-Qawl al-Badi', she has stated, at the time of Sahri, I was sewing something. Suddenly, a needle from my hand had fallen to the ground. She says, as my oil lamp also blew out, at the same time, the ghaib knowing Rasul, the embodiment of Noor, entered my home. So the entire home became bright with the Noor of the illuminous face of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And due to that radiance that was emerging from his blessed face, I had found my lost needle. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ummul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your face is very bright. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wailul liman la yarani yawm al-qiyamah. Destruction for the one who will not be able to see me on the day of judgment. She humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is that unfortunate person who will be deprived of seeing your blessed face? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is stingy. She then asked, Ya Rasulullah, who is a miser? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who did not recite salat upon me after hearing my name. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, however, from this narration we learn that Aisha radiyallahu anha had found her lost needle. Is this the amount of nur and light which would emanate from the blessed face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar, the poet says,
wo diya jo bujh gaya tha, wo jo kho gayi thi suzan, huwa har taraf ujala, jo huzoor muskuraye, huwa har taraf ujala, jo huzoor muskuraye,
Allahu Akbar, the darkness is removed when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would appear. Due to his nurani chehra and face, even the darkness will be removed and will go away, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is the husni jamali Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jalla grant these sick eyes to witness such beauty, dear viewers, which the world had never ever seen. With regards to his blessed eyes, Subhanallah, in the books of hadith, dear viewers, we learn the blessed eyes of Rasulullah were large and wore kohl, surma, naturally. Eyelashes were very long. The whiteness of the eyes contained thin red lines. Whoever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see with his blessed eyes, fortune will smile at him. Allahu Akbar. Stating a parable of his conversion to Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaybah bin Uthman radiyallahu anhu, he's a companion. He says, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated in the Battle of Hunain, a thought crossed my mind that Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma had killed my father and uncle. So why should I not martyr their Nabi as a revenge? With this intention, I approached the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I was about to attack him that a flame of fire came towards me. Allahu Akbar. Feeling terrified of it, I ran back. In the meantime, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then placed his blessed hands on my chest. Allah azza wa jalla drove shaitan out of my heart and I raised my eyes to see the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from that day onwards became more dearer to me than my own hearing and my own vision. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And this is the state of every companion that witnessed his beauty. They would be captivated after witnessing such beauty. Allah Hazrat farmate,
rukh jidhar ho gaya zindagi pa gaya, jis taraf uth gayi dam mein dam aa gaya, us nigah hai inayat pe laakhon salaam.
او عاشقان رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جی ہاں ہم نے تو سرکار کو دیکھا نہیں ہے. We have not seen him. Kaash he sallallahu alayhi wasallam blesses us in our dream, blesses us with his vision, and nothing is impossible for this to happen. However, but when we read the books of history, when we read the books of seerah, and we learn about the description of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sahaba alayhi muridwan have mentioned the blessed eyebrows of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were long and thin, and from the middle both were so close to each other that from a distance it seemed as if they had been connected to each other. Sayyidina Hind bin Abi Hala radiyallahu anhu has said there was a vein between both his eyebrows. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become angry, it would swell. Allahu Akbar. Ab isi baat ko Sayyidi Ala Hazrat ne yubiyaz kiya hai.
Jin ke sajde ko mehrab e Kaaba jhuki, jin ke sajde ko mehrab e Kaaba jhuki, jin ke sajde ko mehrab e Kaaba jhuki, un bhau ki latafat pe la لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
I hope that you are enjoying listening about every limb of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. آنکھوں کی بات ہو گئی, ابرو کی باتیں ہو گئیں. اعلیٰ حضرت فرماتے ہیں کاف گیسو ہا دہن یا ابرو آنکھیں عین سود, کاف ہا یا عین سود ان کا ہے چہرہ نور کا. اللہ اکبر. صحابہ علی رضوان mentioned the nose of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beautiful and high in the middle on which a noor would shine. The one who did not see it carefully would think that the blessed nose of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was high. But in reality, Allahu Akbar, it was not high. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had noor and light around the nose which surrounded his blessed nose. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Riza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala in his poetry describes the blessed noor and light on the nose of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. He says,
بینیے پر نور پر رخشا ہے بکا نور کا ہے لواء الحمد پر اترا پھریرا نور کا صبح و طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا صدقہ لے رہے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا.
اللہ اللہ اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, about his eyes, about his forehead, about his Mubarak tongue and mouth, his blessed teeth, the noor and light. With regards to his forehead, the Sahaba Ali Muridwan have mentioned it was beautifully wide and would shine like a lamp. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was also a very great poet. He actually composed couplets. He was a poet. He used to compose kalams and naats in the praises of the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He even composed a couplet. He says, Mata yabdu fil laylil bahimi jabinuhu. Allahu Akbar. Mata yabdu fil laylil bahimi jabinuhu. Balaja mithla misbahid dujal mutawakkidi. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaks about his blessed forehead shining like a lamp even during the night. Allahu Akbar. This is the amount of radiance that would emanate from the blessed forehead of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Ab isi baat ko phir Urdu shairi mein Sayyidi Ala Hazrat ne bhi yu farmaya hai.
جس کے ماتھے شفاعت کا سہرا رہا اس جبین سعادت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
On the day of judgment, everyone will become selfish and no one would be concerned about any other person's safety, health or comfort. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have the honor of making intercession. Then why should we not offer millions of salat and salams to the blessed forehead of the beloved Rasul, due to which we will be forgiven? Yani, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will perform prostration on the day of Qiyamah, he will make sajda usi matho ke sadqe mein. ہماری بخشش کی جائے گی, ہمیں شفاعت مصطفیٰ نصیب ہوگی. سو وائی شوڈ وی ناٹ سینڈ ملینز آف سلامز اپون دا فورہیڈ آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اکبر. ود ریگارڈ ٹو ہز بلیسڈ سلائیوا, ڈیئر ویورز, دا بلیسڈ سلائیوا آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واز ایکسٹریملی فریگرنٹ اینڈ ایرومیٹک. To this extent, a sad person attained its blessing, his sorrow would turn into happiness. Hi, hi, hi. If it is applied to any part of the body, that part of the body would become fragrant. If an ill person, an injured person, applies that saliva on his body, he will attain cure and shifa. Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, during the conquest of Khaybar, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, where is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? They said, Ya Rasulullah, he has an eye infection. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for him, and when he came, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied his Mubarak saliva in the eye of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and made dua for him. By virtue of the blessings of doing so, dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah, the eyes immediately recovered, and recovered so well that it seemed as if he had never had any eye disease before. Ye hadith sahih Muslim ki hai, dear viewers of Madini channel. اعلیٰ حضرت فرماتے ہیں, جس کے پانی سے شاداب جانو جنا, اس دہن کی سراوت پہ لاکھوں سلام. With regards to the blessed hands of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his arms and his palms were very fleshy. Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan have mentioned, his blessed wrist and fingers were long, and the back of the blessed palms were wide. Subhanallah. Whereas the blessed fingers of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seemed to be the branches of silver. Allahu Akbar. His blessed palms were softer than silk and would remain fragrant. Like when you go into a perfume shop and you smell the hands of the one who sells perfume, just as his palms would always be fragrant, the person who shook hands with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have fragrance in his hands throughout the day. Hi, hi, hi. And that child with whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had met, subhanallah, he would be recognized amongst other children due to the fragrance emanating from his head or his hands or body. Wherever the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pass over his hands, dear viewers, subhanallah, things getting the blessings and touched by the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be so blissful. As Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu had said, on the day of Hudaybiyah, we felt thirsty because our water had run out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what had happened? They replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no water for performing wudu. Yani pani hi nahi hai wudu karne ke liye. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then placed his affectionate hands in pot. And then what happens is, Sahaba Alim Ridwan mentioned, water began to gush forth from the fingers of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. People drank that water, people performed ablution through that water. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu was asked, how many people were they at that time? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, 1,500 people were present who benefited from that water which gushed forth from the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, Are 1,500 afraad kya hai? Even if we were 100,000 people, that water would have sufficed every person. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala li apne kalam mein yu farmate hain, Ungliya hai faiz par toote hai pyaase jhoom kar nadiya pal jaabe rahmat ki hai jari wahwa nadiya pal jaabe rahmat ki hai jari wahwa. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, with regards to the blessed feet of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba alayhim ridwan have mentioned they were fleshy and beautiful. Jiha, no one had ever such feet. They were soft and clean that water did not stay upon the feet, but rather instantly flow down if water was to be poured upon the feet of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything his blessed feet had touched would become blessed. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk on stones, the stones would become soft so that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could pass over them with ease. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk on the sand, it did not have the footprint of his blessed feet. That's how soft the feet of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. In fact, giving us the description of the feet of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a female companion, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna binte Khardam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting on a she-camel in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allahu Akbar. At that time, she says, I was with my father. My father approached the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and held the blessed feet. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna binte Khardam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Her father said, Bohut sari baatein main bhool chuki thi. I have forgotten many things. Magar ye main nahi bhooli hoon. I have not forgotten this. Kya? She says, Tula usbu'i qadmihi sabbabati ala sa'iri asabi'ihi. I have not forgotten one thing, that the blessed toe next to the big toe was longer than the other toes in beauty and in elegance. Allahu Akbar. Main ye baat kabhi bhool nahi sakti ki I saw the toe next to the big toe of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it was bigger in size and it looked so elegant and so beautiful. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maymuna binte Khardam radiyallahu ta'ala anha had given this information, dear viewers of Madani channel. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive our sins for the beauty of Mustafa, for the sake of his blessed beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant nur in our hearts and on our faces through the blessings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla illuminate our graves through the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now we have come to the end of today's program and episode as well. We hope that you have enjoyed this. Please, dear viewers of Madani channel, keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be obedient to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you shall see the blessings of this in this world as well as in the hereafter. As Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Anfal have stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And obey Allah and His noble messenger if you have faith. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we should at all costs spend the rest of our lives in obedience to Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. We should obey him and respect him, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith, the one who obeys my command will enter paradise, and the one who disobeys me becomes a denier. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith, fragrant hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no one among you can become a perfect believer until his desire becomes obedient to what I have brought. So apne nafs ko hum, agar hum control karna seekh lein, agar kabu mein lana seekh lein, to hum bahut sare kaam ba aasani kar payenge. By the blessings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our problems will come to an end. And now, dear viewers of Madani channel, we completely terminate this program and we will be back in another episode with another topic. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Wherever you are, always be reminded, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The final prophet, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.